Okay. Ooh, your straws here. Watch out. Okay, I want to introduce. Am I mic'd? Are we ready to go? Tell me when we're live. We're live. Okay. I'm ready. Yehuda, you're on? You're okay to be on? Yeah, I think we're going to continue a little bit. I know yesterday was a lot that we spoke about. I want to continue. I just want to be makdim. Oh, this is gonna be great. I don't mean it like that, but it just hit me because I was thinking about what I wanted to discuss today, and then I saw Reb Simcha Rabbah and Yehuda, so I want to continue a little bit on yesterday, and it's not a stira to what I was going to talk about. What I wanted to talk about, and this is actually perfect, is that I've said this many times, and that is like this. Our journey on planet Earth, and the journey that we are dealing with, and that is a physical journey. It's a physical journey. Hashem put us in this world, and He physically put us in a physical world. He put us in a physical world. He put you with your mother and your father. He put you, I'm just, for example, in California. And He didn't put you on the, right in front of you to the left, right? You guys are both from the West Coast. Is Arizona considered the West Coast? West Coast. 99% of the guys here are from the East Coast. So why did He put your neshama in California? Why did He put your body in Arizona? Why did He put you in Queens? Me from Baltimore, Queens, Far Rockaway, Brooklyn, Yonah, Brooklyn? Brooklyn, five towns, Brooklyn, Muncie, Nahi, oh, I don't know where Nahi's from. Where are you from, Nahi? Five towns, he's with his Doritos, five towns, Yosef, Far Rockaway, right? Reb Zev's from a different world. Yeah, right there. Oh, we can't bring a raya from Reb Zev. We can't bring a raya from Rabbi Vido, Atab Nolata Po. Yerushalmi, Reb Dov is Far Rockaway, right? Reb Dov. Born in Far Rockaway. Queens, Nisanel, Brooklyn, right? Okay, now he's in Brooklyn, right? You're born and raised in Brooklyn. Born and raised in Brooklyn, Avram, five town, South. There we go. No, but that's great. Look where we're going over here. Now, if someone's going to say like this, my whole life, sorry if I skipped anybody, someone's going to say like this, what do we spend our time doing? We spend our time figuring out, I was just meeting with two people right now. I'll tell you afterwards who I just met with, right? You know who I just met with? Right? And the person was asking about neshamas. The person was asking about souls and neshamas. And what did I say? This is why this is great. I said, you want me to try and answer you about neshamas? I'm having trouble figuring out, you know, the body and the emotions and the psychology, and we're put on this world not to figure out neshamas. The Arizal maybe was there to figure out neshamas. And big tzaddikim, big holy tzaddikim. Where are you born, Rabbi Sonnenschein? Where are you from?
Detroit.
Also, what is that, Midwest? What is that, or East? West? Right? Minneapolis, right? Where are you born?
Muncie?
Oh. Okay. Yeah, right? I was expecting something, wanted something more exciting. But what's the pshat? Here, this is the pshat. What it is like this. Rabbi Erlich, I didn't realize you're here. Where were you born?
Where was I born?
Yeah.
Lynn, Massachusetts.
Oh. Ooh, Yehuda, the Shmer. Did you know that, Yehuda?
I thought it was in
California. Yeah, did
you see that? My father was a cousin.
Okay, there you go. See the shver. There you go. You learn something new every day about the family. So like this. No, but why am I saying that? Yeah, go. Okay, see, now we're already getting into the sandik is. We go. No, but this is real. This is real. Why? Because what is it about? Here it is. It's not your physical. It's not because you're physical. Your neshama Your neshama has a purpose in this world. And the way to know what your neshama is to start with your guf, is to start with your body. You don't start with the neshama. How the heck do we know, sorry, pardon my French. How do we know, what our purpose on this world, this planet, my neshama is supposed to do this and my tikkunim in this. You know how you know? Oh, sorry, Moshe, where were you born? Brooklyn. Borough Park. Oh, see, he didn't even say Brooklyn. Yeah, yeah, that's a diuk. Why didn't you say Brooklyn? He doesn't know. So your neshama, Matas Muncie, right? We got everybody over here. Well, I said I was born in Baltimore. My mother was born in Baltimore. My grandmother was born in Baltimore. Even though my father was born in, those who went last year was born in, we went to Nirhaza. Went to where right near Mushkolt. So I'm like, my neshama is a real crazy neshama because I got half of me from that. See, you can say, yeah. You start going to the parents, right? Why are you laughing, Simcha Rabba? He's done. Something triggered him. Go. Why are you getting all? Go.
It's true.
It's so true. Because why? Because I'm a Baltimorean from my mother's side. All American Yankee doodle. And then my father is a European, Hungarian from the Holocaust. So now what does that have to do with me? His neshama was his neshama. He was born there. Rabbi Erblich, born in Lynn, Massachusetts. I never heard of that till today. What does that mean? Our neshama is so powerful. And has such a very clear mission. And the only way for you to find that mission is to learn the physical. Start with your physical. Start with how you look. Start with what your brain power is. Start with what your emotions are. That's why I have Yehuda and Simcha Rabba today are going to continue the journey from yesterday. And what we spoke a little bit about yesterday, I want to speak more about it. 6:32 maybe, Simcha Rabba, you'll tell the whoever, they can wait 2-3 minutes. It's fine. You're in our yeshiva, it's fine. We're a little Hasidish with time a little bit. But the pshat is with Yehuda and Reb Simcha Rabba, let's ask questions, guys. Let's ask questions. It's not about therapy. Yaakov, that's what you're saying. You walked in. You were saying, why did everybody see South Africa? Your neshama had to be in South Africa. Your family has to be from there somehow. Why? You're just like everybody else, but you're not like everybody else. Just like Yisrael and Binyamin are from the West Coast. Just like Moshe saying, oh, he's from Borough Park. Borough Park. I have no shaykhs to Borough Park. The Borough Park. Your Flatbush or also Borough Park? Flatbush. No, what's the chilek? There's a big difference. Depends who you ask, exactly. Reb Zev, come on, Reb Zev. I know, Reb Zev, but come on, Reb Zev. Reb Zev's from Borough Park, but you're a heiliga guy from that Hashem put you in this world to do major tikkunim. We're blessed in this yeshiva to have you here. We're blessed. Am I right?
It's just the opposite. I'm blessed to have you.
Okay. Oh, beautiful. Okay. Without further ado, Reb Simcha Rabba, Yehuda, come. Let's go. Let's start talking. And where? Oh, see. Sorry. Don't worry. We're not putting you on the spot. Where were you born? Denver, Colorado. Okay. Why? We were talking about neshamas. Hashem took everyone here's neshama and wrote to you. This is going to be your father. Are you okay with that? This is going to be your mother. Are you okay with that? This is where you're going to be born. Are you okay with that? This is what you're going to look like. Are you okay with that? This is where you're going to go to elementary school. Are you okay with that? This is where you're going to go to high school. Are you okay? Dot, 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 dot. This is Kabbalistic a little bit. And what did you do? You said, well, we didn't ask you, Yehuda, because you're also Muncie, right?
No, I was born in Mountain Dale.
Whoa. Ooh. He was born in what?
He was born in Muncie, but I'm saying he moved after I was born.
Right now, isn't it interesting, by the way? Isn't it interesting that you feel a little bit different because you were born upstate, Mountaindale, than you?
Totally am different. born in a whole other part of New York.
Right. Like, well, who cares? Like, so I'm not saying you, because it's very interesting. It's very interesting. When I did my first paper in school, you probably know this. I don't know if anyone knows this. Could be you also know this, Reb Simcha Rabbah. My first, not my first, it was a big, big paper that I did. I had to interview my mother. It was one of my papers that I did. I interviewed my mother, what she was going through when she was pregnant with me as a fetus. I spoke about this on the podcast? Really? I did? Wow. Why did I say that? That's so weird. What?
You're talking about the whole college essay you had where you had to like write your whole life.
And I said that? Wow. That's a little bit like, a little crow, what am I sharing all that stuff? Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I think the Mesillas Yesharim, just because like the Mesillas Yesharim
share. Yeah, I say that. I say that on that piece, on that what? Tein
daitcha shleita atach v'salam. To do what's easy. If you do what's in your hand, and you'll get what's out of your hand.
Right, right, by his reasons.
Right.
Ma shabiyotcha and ma shalobiyotcha. Nice. Go. Say that. Go. Okay, come. Okay. Oh, and I have to say one line. Why are we clapping? But okay, thank you. Oh, for Simcha Rabbah. Come, Yehuda. I want to say one line that Simcha Rabbah said. Yehuda, get up here. Come on. I want to say one line. Can we mic them up? We'll mic them up, sure. I want to say one line from yesterday that this is the theme of this year. And like Reb Simcha Rabbah said yesterday, by the way, guys, come on, it's almost the end of the year. We got to schlep the oilam. We got to bring just one guy. Bring your friend. You'll do the best thing for your friend. Menachem Goldberger, those who know him, I don't have to explain. Menachem Goldberger from the founders of the yeshiva said a line. Reb Simcha Rabbah said it yesterday. I haven't heard this line in a long time, and I haven't said it in a long time. Shame on me. The line was, I said this morning, right? Who else was with us? I forgot who was with us. I said the line that dogs chase, anyone who knows dogs, who's had dogs, I grew up with dogs, chase their own tail. So I said once, stop chasing your own tail. Stop chasing your tail. You're chasing your tail, running around chasing your tail. Menachem Goldberger said, at least the dog is chasing his own tail and not someone else's tail. Mm. What a great line. What we're trying to do is not to chase our own tail. We're at least trying to stop to chase someone else's tail. Stop following the crowd because the crowd is lost. I know that sounds negative, but it's true. Hey, focus in on you, on your neshama, on who you are. When I say neshama, it starts with the guf, as Reb Simcha Rabbah is going to take from there. Shua, can we mic up Yehuda? Go say your statement you were going to say. Go, Reb Simcha Rabbah.
I don't remember it exactly.
You were just going to say that.
In the Mesillas Yesharim, it says that when you're working on Zrizus, he emphasizes doing actions, which goes perfect with what we said yesterday, that it's harder to get out of your head than it is to get out of bed, but in order to get out of your head, you need to get out of your bed.
Exactly.
And the Mesillas Yesharim says that Hashem made the world in a way where your physical reactions are more in your control than your emotional reactions. And we all know this because we go into a kiddush and we feel anxiety and we're telling ourselves, why do we feel anxiety? Physically, we can walk around like we're all cool, but internally, it's much harder. So the Mesillas Yesharim says, don't worry. If you do what's in your power, then Hashem will help you change what's not in your power. So even if you're not connected to your emotional world, if you act and you live in the way, the state that you wish to be in, then it will also affect you internally. So when the Rav was talking about getting to know your neshama, it just reminded me of that idea that the Mesillas Yesharim says, do what's in your power, get to know yourself, because that's you. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you that insight, that
beautiful
neshama.
Beautiful. Yeah, you guys hear what Simcha Rabbah said, meaning what's biyadi, what's in my hands to do is to get my psyche, my physical, my emotional, my neshama. I can't. How am I supposed to figure out what my neshama is? So you go to a big tzaddik and ask him. He'll tell you your neshama is this, that. Okay, shkoyach, thank you. Well, what does that have to do with anything? I need to learn my body. That's what Simcha Rabbah is saying. I'm going to ask some questions just to make it a little easier. Is that good?
Great.
So I'll ask for both of you to answer.
I started talking already, so let's start.
Let's start. I'm going to ask a question for Yehuda and then Reb Simcha Rabbah. If guys have questions, I'll start us off. Let's ask for each of them to give. We'll give you like a 2-3 minute answer to ask. As therapists and guys, chashava chevra who work with people and are learning themselves, they spend hours in this. learning and dealing with people, listening to people, what would you say, Yehuda, your number one advice you could give? What would be, if you had one piece of advice? It's hard to go first because it gives Simcha Rabbah more time to think, but that's the way it goes in life. I was once on a panel, sorry. I was once on a panel. It was terrible. I don't think I need to do like work on this. It was terrible. I was invited by the governor, actually, in Israel to this big, big symposium with a lot of people, and I was on stage. It was like a big thing, whatever. I didn't make a big deal about it, but it was a very hush of a thing that they asked me to come on stage to speak about what I've done in the West Bank and all this stuff, and blah, blah, blah. And I was, they asked a question, and like, it was in Hebrew and this, and I had to answer first. And after the other two, I was like, that is so not fair. If I had the other two saying, I'd have so much more time. Like, I was so upset how I answered, because like, they answered totally whatever. Okay, anyway.
So the next question, we'll start with that.
Yeah, exactly, next question. So if Yehuda Mittal, that you work helping people understand themselves, in our generation, and I'm throwing out a variable over here, with the cell phones, with the drugs, with escapism, with the busyness, with depression, with confusion, what would be the one, if you had one piece of advice that you could give to people from your experience of working with people, what you think would be beneficial for someone, what would that one piece of advice be? You have about 3 minutes. We'll give you 2.5.
Are you mic'd up?
Yeah, it's over here. Is this close enough?
Yeah, that's great. Go.
So first of all, Be'etzim, I really have nothing to add. And even to that question, I think everything Rebbe so far has laid out for us today is exactly what it is. And to just live honestly with yourself, it's like I think we think many times that, you know, and maybe I'm even asking Akasha a little bit in what Reb Simcha just kind of laid out and maybe wanting to understand more about the chilek between the guf and the neshama. I guess I just see it as a lot more as just the same thing. And I think when we think about living authentically, it's always like, oh, but what about the Torah? Like as if it's like two separate things, and we assume, and I'm not sure where we get this idea from, probably all a little bit differently, we assume that if we live honestly, then we're not going to be doing what we're supposed to be doing. So I think that that's really kind of everything. But in terms of the question, I have two. I have like my real answer.
Only one.
Oh, only one?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll make it a run-on sentence.
You would tell everybody.
One thing.
Sharing.
Honestly.
Yes.
Really, what I would do, what I would say, is I would sit with you, and I would help you listen to what it is that your system is telling you is the main thing that you need to know now. Like what it is that you really need to know now, and that like as the biggest advice that you need, I think would be better than anything that I could tell you. And I would want to sit with you and help you really listen to the message that your system is telling you you need to know right now.
What do you mean by system?
By the voices within, you know, by what it is, that's a good question. Your system, I'm referring to you. To you, to
like
yourself,
what yourself, it is that... Trusting, listening to what you're telling yourself what to do. And if there's one piece of advice you're telling everyone here to do is to really deeply listen to themselves, is that
right? Yeah. It would be to develop the ability to listen to yourself as well as helping yourself learn to trust that voice.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you, Yehuda. Beautiful. I love it.
Is that 3 minutes?
Okay.
That was perfect.
So, in listening to my holy...
Yeah, I'm sorry. Any question, comments on that before Simcha Rabbah goes?
Please. Come on. Let's go. Keep it a real style.
What does it mean, listening?
I'm sorry?
What does it mean, listening honestly? Living honestly?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, so... there are times when I'm so focused on something that my kid is trying to get my attention and I don't realize that they're trying to get my attention until like the fifth time that they call my name. And part of the reason also is because I'm valuing something else more than my kid right now. So like I'm kind of tuning it out because this is important, this is what I have to do. Anything else is just getting in the way. So I think learning to listen to yourself would be recognizing that there's somebody trying to call me, and that that is actually of tremendous value for everything that I'm trying to accomplish.
Okay. I mean, great. Meaning we get, okay, I want to go to some problem. What I'm hearing from you is that I could be distracted in things and not really, and correct me if I'm wrong, I could be distracted doing important things, but I'm not really truly listening and being honest with myself that deep down I want to really hear my child more than I want to do whatever I'm doing. I'm just caught up doing whatever I'm doing.
Right. So like that. Yeah. And like, just to say it even like more clearly, like, you don't have to learn how to listen to yourself. It's just a matter of listening.
Nice.
The only reason we don't listen is because it's getting in the way, or because it's gonna, because this I for sure hear all the time, like the basic idea of if I start following myself, I'm gonna end up somewhere where I don't wanna end up. It's like, so we like tune out the voice. We think it's bad, we think it's not okay, we think it's Yetzirah, whatever we call it. So I don't think you have to learn to listen to yourself. I think it's just, you know, a willingness to work through the things, the reasons that I have to not listen to myself, and for why I view myself as bad, and then I'll listen to myself.
Nice. Okay, Shkoyach Yehuda, thank you.
Okay, so I just want to say, as much as I understand, respect, and agree with that being a very good thing for everybody in this yeshiva to do, and I might sound crazy, but if I was able to influence everybody in this yeshiva, if I were to give them one piece of advice, and I'm really thinking about it like very heavy right now, and maybe I'm crazy, but I think that it would be, like, meaning, and I knew that they would listen to me, obviously, right? Meaning what I think would be beneficial. I think that I would like if I had like money for an incentive program, I think that I would tell everybody that the advice in this yeshiva is to work out every day.
Physically.
Exercise. Every day.
Right? Why is that?
Because I think in this environment, there's so much opportunity, but in order to take that opportunity, there needs to be like a healthy, like there needs to be like that ability to like get out there and get it. And I think that by having a commitment to working out every day, that will be the impetus to bring them to everything, and including what my friend and colleague Yehuda is saying of following that honesty and finding that honest lifestyle. I think that I would encourage somebody to do something. Again, it could be any physical exercise that they're committed to. And then bring them to, you know.
So I have two questions on that. Question number one is, why are you limiting it to say that only?
I want to answer that.
Why wouldn't it be everyone?
So I want to answer that because it's a simple answer. Because I'm not sure people that aren't in this holy environment, thank you so much for creating it. And we take it for granted, but it's such a, this environment is like the Chiddush. Rabbi Fisher was saying, Rabbi Zevzin, you know, from a, like, Rabbi Fisher, this is like to be taken for granted. In this environment, I believe that if a person is doing that exercise, then that's what's giving them the opportunity to absorb so much other stuff. So that's why somebody who would be, let's say, in another environment, they'd work out and then go to work and whatever.
Great. So that's a great segue to my second question, which is, what would you tell, because Baruch Hashem, we have a state-of-the-art workout plate. Can I use those words, facility?
Yeah.
Can I say that?
It's nice. It's very nice. It's very nice.
We have to work on it. Very nice. Good. Okay, good. Okay, almost state-of-the-art. I'll have to talk to you later how we can make it state of the art. We definitely have an amazing workout room, and as I look at everyone here in the Beis Medrash, most of you do work out.
Oh my gosh. That's my point. That's what I'm saying.
No, so
all the people working out are here.
Right. No, but that's my point. No, but that's my kasha. So my kasha is, what would you tell somebody who's already working out, already exercising?
Oh, great. Okay.
So what would you tell him?
Okay.
Because Yisrael, okay, works out. Works all the time. Sometimes. Right? I mean, I was zocha today to bump into Nisano Dvorah Tzadeh. Right, Nisano, after, I don't know if it was after you just worked out, I was zocha to, like, you know,
see the muscles.
See the, and I told him, what did I tell you? I told him that I know he works in even more. So, like, how amazing he looks on the outside is, like, you know, is pales in comparison to the inside. So what would you say? So good, I am working.
All right,
out.
Now I need to start thinking. Now I don't have that extra time now.
So you go first.
Okay, I'm going first. So
what do you tell somebody?
So somebody that is already on that, in that place of getting up and being busy, the next advice I would give him.
Wait, I'm sorry to interrupt. So the first advice is that if anybody here, I just want to be very clear. Anyone here, and myself, am I included? Probably. Anyone here, sorry, I'm leaning on you like this. Anyone here who is not working out, myself included, because I don't know why, we gotta talk later. I don't know why I can't work out. I have such trouble exercising. But anyone here who's not, right? Anyone here who's not needs to start doing that. That's the advice.
That's my advice.
That's advice. But then those who are working out, what's your advice to them?
Okay.
And Yehuda, you're next.
Whew. My advice. Okay. My advice. Okay. I mean, honestly, the first thing that comes up into my mind, and the thing that came to me before the exercise that I had more time, so thank you for the time. I would say find an amount of time every day that you can sit with yourself. Mm. Meaning with yourself and no phone and no, meaning like really like quietness.
How long?
So if the person's actually going to listen to me, then I would say like starting with like 25 minutes and up. But like, I don't know. Yeah.
So
10 minutes. Yeah. I know it's very difficult.
Miracle Morning. You guys know Miracle Morning? We must read Miracle Morning.
Ooh.
Must read Miracle Morning.
I just mentioned that today.
He says 10 savers. Right?
Oh,
savers.
Right.
He says 10 minutes. Savers. He says 10
That's
minutes.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm
right.
not saying it.
And he also even says he could do it.
I don't do it now because when during yeshiva it's very hard for me time-wise.
But the Derech Eitz Chaim says an hour by that.
At least an hour. But that's just an excuse that I just said. But when I would do Miracle Morning, one of the exercises is to space out. I don't think he uses those words, but really just spend 10 minutes just not doing anything.
So 10 minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you talking about spacing out, or you're talking about something else?
I'm talking about seeing what happens when you're by yourself.
Not Dafka spacing out,
meaning
you don't have to do work.
I would say that if you space out, then that will you'll realize, okay, what is happening in my 10 minutes that...
Yes, just to tell you, when I did it, and when I do it, those 10 minutes, it's very hard to do in the beginning, especially my personality where it's like, okay, so what am I doing? So what am I doing? If you tell me to do affirmations, I'm in. If you tell me to do meditation, I'll meditate. If you want to tell me breathing, I'll do it. If you want to tell me keep a journal, I'll do it. Not to do anything, tell Yoni Fisher. Not to do anything, that's the devil for me. He knows that. I saw him for some time. He knows that. For me, not to do anything is the devil. So for me to spend 10 minutes not doing anything was like ironically so incredible for me.
That's from yesterday. Because there's the part that's yearning to come out. It's
so
the
say
other.
It, say it. Help me out. He's saying I'm.
No, I'm just saying. Yesterday we mentioned.
So why can't I sit?
I want Yehuda to talk again.
We'll go a few minutes. We're good. We're good. We're in.
No, I was just saying that yesterday yesterday.
Why I can't just sit and do nothing.
I was just saying that yesterday that usually the strongest parts of our personality are working really really hard. To really, that helps us discover the part of our personality that it's scared of.
So I'm scared if I'm going to take 10 minutes.
But in your experience, it makes sense because you enjoyed it so much. So it makes sense that this part is scared. Because it's like,
oh. I'm going to do nothing all day. Okay, thank you. Thank you, guys. Give it a thumb up for me.
Does that resonate? Is that
great, yes. I wish.
Okay.
Right, right. Like, not that there's anything wrong with doing that.
I wish. I wish. Right. Okay, go. Wait. What am I doing? Question. Anyway, yeah, right. Any questions for Yehuda? I'm sorry, I'm not on my game right now for a second. I just got spaced out with the space out thing. I did have a question for you. Anyone have a quick question for Yehuda to wrap up? Yehuda, wrap up a question like this. Okay. Yehuda's talking about authenticity. I'm not interested in authenticity. I don't know what you're talking about. Yehuda's talking about being honest with myself. Listen to myself. I don't know what you're talking about, Yehuda. How do I get to learn to be honest with myself? How do I get to learn to listen to myself? I don't know what you're talking about, Yehuda. I just came to yeshiva. Binyamin knows this in his sleep. But some of the chevra who just showed up here, they're like, what is this guy talking about? What do you mean listen to myself? I have no idea what you're talking about. Could you please give us a few minutes to explain?
Yeah.
What is he talking about? Listen to myself. That sounds way too like, you know,
hippie trippy,
listen to myself.
Yeah. Okay. So what do I do? How much time do I have? A few minutes.
Okay. Get to the point, please.
Okay. Sorry. I'm going to get straight to the point.
Straight to the point. Okay. Say it.
So I want to invite everybody to take a moment, close your eyes, take a breath, and just turn your attention to the breath. If anything else comes up, that's okay. You don't have to push away thoughts. Just turn the mind back to the breath. Maybe just take a moment to sense if there's any part of your body that's feeling a little louder, a little more tense. Do a little body scan. Any part of your body that's feeling like it needs your attention right now? And I invite you to become curious. To become curious about what is this feeling I'm feeling? Maybe even a bit of care, like, wow, this part of me is feeling different than the other parts of me. Like, what's going on here? I want to help. I want to hear. And if it feels right, I invite you to ask that part. First, letting him know, hey, I'm here. I see you. I see you've been trying to get my attention. And I want to get to know you more, and I would love to hear what it is that you need for me to hear right now. And then just listen. And just notice what comes up. Thank him for what it is that he's sharing with you.
He's closing up.
Yeah, that's what you thank him. And I'll do one more very quick one, if that's okay.
That was great.
Take a moment and just send the message to the internal world. Just send the message. Hey, you know, high school was hard.
Exactly.
High school was a hard journey, some parts of it. And if there's any memory that you need for me to go to now, just to be there and to let my system know that I know what you went through, to be reminded of where it is that I came from, how far I've come, how much I've grown, that I would love to see that memory now. And just notice what comes up. Just be there. Let that younger you know that you are here, that you see him. And that he does not need to change a bit.
Oh, I think I was Mike.
You're just
going
to be here just to hang out with him.
It's part of the grace.
And if there's anything he wants to share with you before you go, that he can feel free. And that you would love to hear what he has to say. That was a little quick. I hope I didn't rush anybody throughout it.
Okay, thank you, Yehuda. Thank you, Ibsam Karaba.
I just need to say one thing.
Yeah.
I was going to say to buy the self therapy book and do IFS. And Yehuda outdid me.
Okay.
And he literally just walked everybody through IFS.
Have a wonderful, thank you, everyone. Maybe tomorrow, bring a friend.
Oh, tomorrow there's a trip. Rob,
you saw, I'm putting you on the thing. Are you happy you came today? What?
Yes.
Bring a friend. Bring yourself. Bring a friend. Yeah. Bring a friend.